In your view, what happened to you?
Hello, Nick. Well, there's a couple of things. Number one, I had a family member who had to have a very major operation to save their lives. Now, the thing is, the hospital concerned, they're closing the A&E, which means if they need urgent medical attention, the nature of the illness is such that you have to go to this particular, Europe's number one kidney hospital, actually.
Oh, yes.
So, if you've had a transplant or you've got kidney problems and it's the weekend and your potassium goes high, you have to urgently get there because your heart can fail or your kidney can fail. But with no A&Es, there's no way of knowing how we get into the hospital. Secondly, and this is very, very, very important, not only are they closing Charing Cross, they're turning it into a non-A&E 60-bed GP-led walk-in centre for a major city. On top of that, they're selling off over 60% of the site for luxury flats. Now, obviously, that's wonderful if you're a millionaire and you have your visa from abroad to be able to spend your £1 million. But when it comes to the people, the residents, people, Nick, that are like your brother, your mum, your dad, my parents, my family, my blood, grown up, lived there all our lives, is part of our DNA. My father died in that hospital. Right. The elderly are now going to have to go all the way to St Mary's Paddington, the number one stroke unit in the country that saved recently two very prominent celebrities from certain either death or severe disability. They're closing it down. That everything is going where the wealthy live. Chelsea and Westminster Hospital. I have another family member who had to have a Blues and Twos ambulance in Shepherd's Bush, working in a major centre. She had one of his allergic shocks.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't take her to Charing Cross. They didn't take her to the Hammersmith. They didn't take her to St Mary's Paddington. They took her to the Chelsea and Westminster by ambulance. Now, there's three hospitals, all cornerstone, right on the edge of this particular, the Westfield shopping centre.
Yes.
Yet they drove her halfway across London through Chelsea and Westminster because on the figures, it looks like that they're not getting enough Blues and Twos into Charing Cross.
I will leave it there, Jan. Thank you. There's more on the...